Economy. Economy is needed in every department of the Lord's work. The natural turn of youth in this age is to neglect and despise economy, and to confound it with narrowness and stinginess. But economy is consistent with the most broad and liberal views and feelings. Where it is not practiced, there can be no true liberality. No one should think it beneath him to study the best means of saving the fragments. After Christ had performed a notable miracle, he said, "Gather up the fragments that remain, that nothing be lost." Quite a sum may be expended in hotel bills that are not all necessary. The cause of God lay so near the hearts of the pioneers in this message that they seldom took a meal at a hotel, even though the cost was but 25 cents each. But young men and young women generally are not educated to economize, and everywhere waste follows waste. In some families there is a wicked waste of material which, if reasonable economy were exercised, would be sufficient to support another family. If, while traveling, our youth will keep an exact account of the money they spend, item by item, as it is their duty to do, their eyes will be open to see the leak. While they may not be called upon to deprive themselves of warm meals, as the early workers did in their itinerant life, they may learn to supply their real wants with much less expense than they now think necessary. There are persons who practice self-denial in order to give means to the cause of God. Then let the workers in the service of God in any line also practice self-denial by limiting their expense as far as possible. It would be well for all our workers to study the history of the Waldensian missionaries, and to approach the imitation of their example of sacrifice and self-denial.